Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, that about wraps up the show. That's the easiest show I've ever done, Tony. I'm telling you. It feels like I just started it 2 minutes ago. Oh, now we have to do it now? Oh, please.
Says loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
All right, I guess I got to do a whole show now that the opening theme is on there. Good afternoon. See, I thought I'd throw you off. Good morning. It is Beach and Company. We got a lot to talk about today. A few fun things too, actually. And we still got some catching up to do with David Bellavia. So a lot going on here on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, how do you like the show so far? Tony, I sense anger in there. I see smoke coming from your fists as you're pounding the computer.
Good senses, Sandy.
The poor, innocent computer who wasn't doing anything. Just minding his own computer business, and suddenly plays the closing instead of the opening.
Yeah, it's about to get a fist right through it.
Now, I learned some things, some important things or important news breaking that wasn't covered locally. Among them, there's a new mascot in the races and competition they have down at Salem Field. Who is it now? What is it?
Well, you know, Sandy, all of our favorites like Atomic Wing,
yeah.
Blue Cheese,
yeah.
Regular Wing, and how about this? Fish Fry.
Fish Fry is the new mascot?
That's right.
Oh, Fish Fry is going to run around?
The wings and the blue cheese.
Is Fish Fry just fish, or is it a bun too?
No, it's just the fish fry.
So it's bunless. Well, it has an advantage over the other ones. Don't you think so, Tony?
Yeah, but my question is, does it have vinegar on it or ketchup?
Or, yeah, how about blue cheese?
Well,
and
the blue
fish
cheese.
Fry?
Sure, why not?
The blue cheese has to catch the fish fry.
Okay. Hmm. So if you're running around, if you got one with buns and one without buns, the one without buns should outrun the one with buns.
I'm thinking.
Has a slight advantage, but Sandy, you know how some of those racers get. They put obstacles. Buster sometimes will trip.
Buster bun. Oh, yeah. Yes. Buster doesn't have buns.
No, he doesn't.
You squirt it with lemon beforehand.
Buster buns? No, but I nibble on her ear. They ought to have a woman chasing Buster, I'm thinking.
With the pussy willow.
That would be, with a perfume and a pussy willow.
By the way, where's the pierogi mascot? Why don't we have one of those running around?
There certainly should be a pierogi in there. I mean, pierogies are one of our basic foods.
Sure.
I'm thinking, next time you bump into Mike Butchkowski, suggest strongly that we should have a pierogi in that mascot race thing.
Sauerkraut pierogi.
Yeah, exact. No, cheese pierogi.
Cheese?
Cheese.
How about potato?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
How about fruit?
I have never tried that.
No, I hear Hank doing the commercial for the K-Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have fruit pierogi. I've never had fruit pierogi either, despite the fact that I'm with a woman who has an incredible set of skills and is very connected in the Polish community that we don't have, we don't all have fruit in our pierogies.
Is that more of a dessert, or would that be your dinner?
I think it could be either.
Okay.
It's like a strawberry soup. You can have it as soup in the front of the meal, or at the end of the meal, you can have it as dessert, which is what I do. And by the way, I didn't want to open the show with it Monday because it seemed a little trivial when David Bellavia is getting the medal. But I had some more strawberry soup over there. Train station restaurant. Paid for it. I never get anything for free that I talk about. So it was unbelievable.
It's and like, that you said could be your dinner or dessert.
It has been.
Yeah.
The first time I had it instead of a salad. It was so good, then I did have it for dessert. So I had two helpings of it. Yeah, the train station restaurant is on Route 19, and you'll just love the soup, and they have it now.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it is good. And it's the best way I could describe it. Is if God just took strawberries in his hand and squeezed them, and the juice of those strawberries make up this soup. It is unbelievable. You know how usually you get one taste on something you take a bite or a sip of, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is good. That just stays with you, that taste, that strawberry goodness. It's really, and it's just sweet enough, not too sweet. And it's fabulous.
Wow.
I made myself hungry. I'm going to go over there now.
You're killing me.
Exactly.
Can we go with you?
Now, let's see. So we had that yesterday, David Bellavia's press conference. And today I heard a medal winner from Rochester. And wow, you talk about compelling. I mean, we know how extraordinary you'd have to be and act to be awarded a medal of honor, the highest award you can get in the military in the United States. We know about that, but you don't really realize the impact it has until you hear somebody who's had it for a while. David is going to get it in about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, okay? And so he'll experience that. The man we talked to from Rochester has had it for like, I think, 7 or 8 years. He went to live in a cave. Let this sink in. He went to live in a cave, and it sounded like, listening to his compelling interview with our morning team here, it seems like he was haunted by this. And at the end, he said something so profound. He said, I've spent my life trying to forget this. Forget the things that he did to earn him this award. And he said, I've spent my life trying to forget it, and now I have to think about it for the rest of my life, now that he has it. So think about that. How do you do that? Of course, these people are incredibly strong and incredibly focused. So I'm thinking they'll come up with a way, and they'll learn to deal with it in their own fashion. But I'm thinking, wow, it's a great pat on the back, and it's also a great burden to have to carry to make sure. Because keep in mind now, everything is going to be super analyzed that you do. You can't just be a regular guy anymore. If you get a parking ticket, it's going to be a big deal, and they know that. So it's not easy. It's not easy, but it's you have to feel exalted as you as an individual person getting it, and be sure you include all your buddies, and they do. He sounded just like David, a different guy, a different war, different acts, but the same buddies, the same trust in everybody else. I think you would have to have that. Otherwise, you couldn't go to war. If you didn't know that your buddies had your back, then I don't know how you could fight. I really don't. We'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, yesterday when I got home, I had a quick doctor's appointment. But when I got through with that, I went online and started doing a little online information download on David Bellavia. And I went to Amazon and ordered the book. The book is on Amazon. It's $37 hardcover. It's $37 and change. And if you want to get the paperback, it is $9. So $9 on paperback, $37 on hardcover. I got hardcover because I'd like him to sign it, obviously. It'd mean a lot. I'm looking forward to reading this book. But some of the things that I came across online with David, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Some of the imagery. At one time when he was wrestling with one of the insurgents there, he said that guy hit him the hardest he's ever been hit. And he said he thought, is this how I'm going to die? It's amazing. And it's amazing, too, when you're in that zone, how your mind works. It's almost like your mind says, don't worry, you do the fighting, I'll do the thinking, and we'll get through this. It's almost like they're not mixed. You know what I'm talking about? It's an incentive. You know what you have to do to make him stop hitting you, okay? You know he's trying and his friends are trying to kill you. I mean, it's an amazing story. And as I said, I knew that he had won multiple awards before this, but there is no award that is more prestigious, I think, than the Medal of Honor. So I'm looking forward to, I should have the book in a week, and look forward to reading it. And when I have a book I like, I can binge read it in a day or 2 days, depending on how long it is. My sister Beverly once took a speed reading course. She was secretary to the CEO of Foster Grants. They make sunglasses and stuff. She was his secretary. And she had to do a lot of reading and a lot of things to set up for him. So she thought it would be beneficial to take a speed reading course, in which she did. But she said if she had it to do over, she would never have done it, simply because it just spoils the fun of reading. Yeah, you can read it faster, but you don't get to enjoy the fun. I don't know about you guys. When you're reading something, do you put yourself right into what you're reading? Because I do.
Yeah.
I really do. If they're talking about, you know, sitting on the side of a river fishing, I think of myself doing it. You do? How about you, Beamer?
The few times I read, yeah.
You don't read?
Not much. I like the audiobooks.
We don't count labels. Oh, you like audiobooks? So.
I do, yes.
Okay. Well,
like George Costanza.
Yeah, exactly. Bang, pow, wow, you know. But Tony, you and I are in the same boat. We put ourselves in it. And when you do that, you want to enjoy the book. And like when she and her husband would come to visit and say they were going to be here for 5 days, she'd go to the bookstore and get like 10 books and read them all.
Wow.
You know, in off time, you know, when you got a little personal time. She said it really spoiled reading for her. She could do it, but the fact that she could do it faster didn't mean she could do it better. So that was an interesting sidebar. So I will get this book next week, I think at this time. It took about a week to get it. And I will read it and binge read it, I'm sure. And it's available this is a shameless plug, on Amazon. As I said, a hardcover 37-something and paperback $9.
Well, yesterday we took a few calls that were asking how do they get a hold of the book.
Yeah, and it was not sold out or anything. It took my order without any kind of a problem. Today we're going to talk about a couple of different things, but they are tied together, but they are two separate items, and they are about the census. As you know, the census is taken every 10 years, and the census decides a lot of things. It decides congressional size, because if you have more people than you had last time the census was taken, the previous 10 years, then you will have more representation. If you have less people, you will have less representation, so that's important. Now, the key to this whole thing I'm going to talk about is the fact that it says, the rules, the law says, that the census is to be taken for every person in the country. Doesn't say every legal person. It doesn't say every person except illegals. It says every person. So that means that the person standing next to you who is here illegally is here avoiding the law because they chose not to follow our immigration laws gets the same count as you do. And you're a taxpayer, you're a voter, you may have children in the school system, you are here legally and they are here legally. But that's the way it is. It's written that way, and apparently it's going to stay that way, and we'll want to know from you if we'd like to change it, if we'd like to see it changed. I see no reason why it shouldn't be changed, simply to read, the census will be taken of all legal occupants of the country. If you live here and you're legal, you get to count in the census, and if you're not legal, you don't get to count in the census. Well, one of the things that the Trump administration wanted to do, we'll talk about. Some people are against it, some people are for it, obviously. And we have a second subject tied into the same thing. On News Radio 930, we'll take a break with Beach & Company.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with the Beach & Company of Sandy Beach now that we got our act together. Get the proper acknowledgments in and things are ready to go. Here's a question on the text line, 30930. Will David be in military uniform for the ceremony or just a suit? Well, I would be absolutely shocked if he was not in uniform. I think he absolutely will be in uniform. It's a military honor. And it's an honor to wear the uniform, and I'm sure that it will hang around his neck over his uniform. The only question I would have, and if I get a chance to talk to David, I'm going to have to ask him. I don't want to put him on the spot, but I wonder if he's taken his uniform out of the cleaner's bag yet. You know, he put it away right after his military service, and it's been hanging in his closet. I know he lost a lot of weight with his diet. He was telling us about it on the air. What if it's a bit snug?
Oops.
Do they have anybody that can, like, let out some seams?
I'm thinking he could get fitted for a new one, yeah.
A new one?
Yeah.
Wow, that's something. Because you kind of like to think you'd be able to fit in the uniform of the moment. But that was a few years ago. You ever do that? Get something out of a closet that you had forgotten about. It was in the back of the closet. It was in a cleaner's bag. It was something you wore. It's Boy Scouting or who knows what. And you try and get into it, and you go, oh, my God. My body fit into this outfit? I can't believe it.
And usually I'll put it back and say, maybe just in case if I lose weight, I can go back to wearing it.
My closet's like that. The further you go toward the back, slimmer the outfits, and you have to know apparently what zone you're in as to what will fit and what won't.
Exactly.
Now you were telling me that we've gotten word about a sign that's up on Route 429 and
429 and 31.
And 31. That's a major intersection.
Thanks to Thomas for sending this one in. It says we salute David and all war heroes at farm and. They give out the phone number, and that's very nice to putting out a salute to David Bellavio.
Very nice. Very nice. That's on the very positive note there. All right. So the question was, in the census, which says that the census is supposed to count every person here. It does not matter if you're legal, does not matter if you're illegal. The census says if you're standing there, we want you to count in the census. And that, of course, the big difference with that is representation in the House. With fewer people than the last census, you will lose representation in the House. With more people, you'll gain it. So both parties want to be counted, and they're willing to be counted in any way, shape, or form. As to whether you're legal or not is unimportant. Well, the Trump administration, wanted a change to legal. If you're a legal representative. But what they were fighting for was the wording over the census itself. The administration wants, are you a United States citizen? And the Democrats howled in disbelief, saying, no, we can't have that, because if somebody who is here illegally sees that, they are simply going to not answer the census. They have a right to be here, according to the census takers, but they don't have a right to be here, according to U.S. law. There seems to be a little confliction there. And it says that everybody is counted, and the Democrats want everybody counted, legal or illegal. Obviously, the administration would like to have just legal. But the question went before the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago. And we don't have an answer yet because it was obviously challenged. And so the Supreme Court will decide, should the census on itself say, are you a U.S. citizen? What do you think, Tony? Is that a fair question to ask, or is it a quick way and a clumsy way to get after people who are not here legally?
I think we should be asking questions like this. We should know who's legal, who's not, and who should be counted. In my opinion, only U.S. citizens should be counted.
Well, that's the way I feel about it, too. That's not the way it is, but I feel eventually they'll probably go that route. But it tells you something right there. If you think somebody won't answer a census simply because they think that, if I say I'm not a citizen, then ICE will track me down and toss me out of the country. They're not going to participate at all, which means that the Democrats are not going to get extra participation in the House.
Well, my whole way of looking at it is we have such a problem right now with voter fraud, illegals voting, and we need to put an end to that. And I think this is a big way to go towards that.
Yeah, because in some areas, voting and driver's license are tied in together. There's a question about that. And with this, it's one thing or the other. Mr. Joseph Beamer, should they be able to ask, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, because I don't think they should be counted the same. You bring up counting towards seats in Congress. A representative in Congress should not be a representative of someone who is not legally here.
That's
so
true.
The question should be, are you an American citizen? And that person, those people, should be counted differently than you, me, and Tony.
I like that. Now, the preliminary observation of the court was that they were asking questions. The majority, who are obviously more Republican bent, more conservative bent than liberal now, we're asking questions that would lead you to believe, although you never know until the final decision is made, that they are in favor of putting that question on the ballot. So the first thing I will ask is, should that question be on the, it's not a ballot, but on the questionnaire for, are you a United States citizen for the census? Yes or no? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. Back after this. Hold on to your hat. Here comes some speedy savings. Take 50% off a Niagara Jet Adventures ride through the Niagara Rapids. Your thrilling ride is just $65. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. We have three different questions today, all connected in some way, shape, or form. The first one is, in the census form, should the question be, one of the questions be, are you a U.S. citizen? The Trump administration wants it. The Democrats don't. They sued the Trump administration. The Supreme Court has heard the arguments. It seems like they're leaning just from their questions toward the Trump administration. You don't know until it comes out, but should you have to answer that question on a census form? That's the first question. And then we'll get to the other three. But let's go to Pete, who is seeing other talk show hosts, as I heard Pete on yesterday with Rush Limbaugh. Hello, Pete.
Hey, yeah, thanks. And I actually tried to squeeze in the congratulations to David, because I've, over the years, again, had many. I've been so impressed by him. But Bo was really pushing at the end, and I, as you could see, it was the end of the show, so I had to scrap it. But listen, Sandy, matter at hand. The problem with this is, of course, there is a little bit of wording that I'm going to that has to be, because I was what's classified as a permanent resident in the United States. So are you a citizen or permanent resident? I think that would be connected.
Yeah. In other words, are you here legally?
Precisely. Now, Listen, the problem with this is, they got to make sure that they that this is going the Trump way, because you cannot, if all of a sudden they're able to answer the census and the population is shown in the urban areas with all these illegals, that is only going to fortify and give money, social service money from the feds to the sanctuary cities, which will strengthen them. We need to cut them off.
And we'll also strengthen them by their representation in Congress. So if we just open the doors, say, to these sanctuary cities and said, come on in, they would be, as you said, fortified with more and more people who are here illegally but now have legal representation in Congress.
You know, what is going on and in the United States right now is more than just a turning point, and it's the immigration that Mr. Trump ran on. And then you see the left, totally demented, trying to take this man out. Well, let's hope Durham and all these people do their job, because, Sandy, they will win. They will win if this isn't dealt with.
Well, they have to deal with it because it's untenable the way it is now. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much. Yes, I heard him with Rush. He has a very distinctive voice, and I had Rush on. Just turn the volume up. Why, it's Pete who talks to us and talks apparently to Rush Limbaugh as well. Let's go to Diane in Buffalo. Diane, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would say that they will lie and say that they are a citizen. And, you know, if they can't prove it, like, so what? You know, because I see people over here. I live in Buffalo. And they had census last time, and there were so many people living in the house, and they were probably ripping off welfare that they wouldn't fill out those census papers.
Well, yeah, the last thing they want to do is fill out paperwork that goes to Washington and might interfere with what, either them being here at all or them getting any kind of assistance from the government. So they probably think it's easier just not to participate so they won't know it.
Right. They might say there's one person living there when they got 25 people living there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they do.
Yeah. To me, I think it's a perfectly fair question to ask, are you a U.S. citizen? It doesn't have any repercussions listed on it if you're not. By law, you're supposed to be counted, but the bottom line is, I don't know if they saw that this is a manipulation of government. If you just let open the gates and a herd of people come in, now you got more representation in Congress than you legally should have. Not right, not fair.
They're too trusting. You can't believe 90% of these people. They lie.
Well, I if they're willing to come in here illegally, I would not challenge any thought that they might possibly not tell the truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. So I want that question answered. And I got two more as well. So the first question is, the census form, should it be able to say, and the court has already heard this, has not issued a judgment yet, are you a U.S. citizen? And then the second one is a little tougher because the law says now that the census should count every person. And it doesn't say legal or illegal, but that's what it means, every person. So every person might include a lot of people who are here illegally. Should that be changed to it counts every person who is here legally? We want to hear that as well. News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.